Blog Talk Radio.
Come on.
Well, 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 my brothers and sisters, we are back. Yes, indeed, we are back again. Back again for another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful indeed to the Most High for the opportunity, yes, indeed, for the opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words. These very precious words which the Most High has granted me for the blessing of His people. The Most High has told me that yes, indeed, I have for Him some very important things for Him to do. And He told me because of what I must do, He said yes, indeed, that I would accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, He said I would accrue some very powerful friends. Yes, as well as enemies. But He told me in doing for Him that which He's asked of me, He said I would have His protection and His guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I can only be utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes indeed, the Most High has told me, that I must tell you things. Yes indeed, that I must tell you things. That men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and to destroy. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you there are many, many great and magnificent, precious pearls of truth that since the dawn of human fall, without question, man and his increasing divisiveness, selfish ambition, even a multitude of allegiances, increasing darkness, my brothers and sisters, there are many awesome truths that this world, in so many ways, has turned away from. And my brothers and sisters, we thank the Most High for His promise, for Yah, His promise indeed, that these things must be restored to the minds and the hearts of men. I will speak to you, my brothers and sisters, simply about what the scriptures have to say, for instance, about the power of the Holy Spirit. And my brothers and sisters, that power must be exercised in full, in toto, again today. Scripture says the Holy Spirit teaches all things, no lie in it. I said teaches all things, no lie in it. What things? The Scripture says the Holy Spirit brings all things to remembrance. My brothers and sisters, and reproves, therefore, all sin. How many of us understand, then, my brothers and sisters? Did you hear me? How many of us understand then, my brothers and sisters, that the power of the Spirit to bring all things the Most High has said to remembrance, therefore to reprove and rebuke all sin, is the power of the Most High to bring all His people who are diligent after His Spirit for the fullness of His faith, for the fullness of His truth, to become indeed, my brothers and sisters, the people that speak no lies, do no iniquity. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters. No guile in their mouths. Even fulfilling, bringing to bear the prophetic promise. The hearts of the fathers will be restored to the children, and the hearts of the children to the fathers. Yes, my brothers and sisters, we're talking about bringing to bear a people of one accord, an eternal people. A people, my brothers and sisters, with whom if Abraham were to see them, he would be very proud. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, and understand that the Spirit of the Most High that brings to mind in the renewing of the mind and heart and understanding all that which humanity under the constructs of the rulers, schemes of the rulers, all that the rulers would hide, Even all that truth, my brothers and sisters, hear me, all that truth, which from the beginning the Most High declared, to declare both purpose, from the beginning, even unto all eternity, would heal a people regardless of their territory or time. I said, my brothers and sisters, regardless of their territory or time, the promise of salvation, my brothers and sisters, after the will of one, after one light, one truth, goes back, my brothers and sisters, before, even before the world was made. It must be understood. Yes, indeed, since the Most High has already declared the purpose for which this world, the purpose for which this world will perform unto His purpose, let it be understood, my brothers and sisters, that all those who have been true to that promise, all those who have been true to that faith, all those, my brothers and sisters, whom the Most High has guided to perceive beyond what have been divisive and fallen worldly status quos, all those who attained the victory, my brothers and sisters, who attained the victory and that they discovered, rediscovered the truths. I hope you hear me, my brothers and sisters. Rediscovered, believed, and operated in the truths that an entire world system would hide and deny. All they, my brothers and sisters, who attained that victory, attain indeed, my brothers and sisters, to the one glory. What is the victory? I believe, my brothers and sisters, there's a need to explain. What did I just say? The victory, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says it must be attained by His people, by faith in Him. Let us consider a few things. First, before I even go there, this makes a lot of, it makes perhaps for many of you make a lot of sense when you really understand the concept of what I'm saying. Romans 3:17. I said Romans 3:17 has verses in the midst that are directly reflective of other scriptures that the prophets spoke in ages of old. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, in ages of old concerning wisdom that is attainable in the fullness of its expression only, I repeat, only by the power of Yah, only by the revelation of His Spirit. My brothers and sisters, when the scripture says salvation is not of works as any man should boast, it means not after human conceits, not after what is ordinary, my brothers and sisters, after the flesh. Not after, my brothers and sisters, I hope you will, pray you Most High that you will hear me. I pray Father will open the minds. The expression of what is divine character is not after what is common, after the diverse expressions, attitudes, beliefs, preference, designs of men. My brothers and sisters, when the scripture says, by faith are you saved, it means certainly, my brothers and sisters, that we should know that salvation by faith is certainly not according to the parameters of knowledge, supposed knowledge, controlling bodies of knowledge, so often and frequently discerned, or seemingly discerned, or seeming wise after mere flesh. When the scripture says, by grace through your faith are you saved, and another scripture says, this faith is a gift from Yah. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing, understanding, discerning, by a word from Yah. My brothers and sisters, faith in Yah, in His will and His ways, is not according to what is commonly perceived in a world after a multitude of its differences. Faith in Yah, my brothers and sisters, according to what the Most High declares, even if a whole world does not believe. Did you hear me? Faith in Yah is after a truth, my brothers and sisters. The Most High reveals, even if our whole world does not believe. One scripture says it well. It said, if a whole world be deceived, Yah will yet be true. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? If a whole world be deceived, Yah will yet be true. And the Apostle Shaul actually went as far as from that point to begin to say, well, what then if the world had not believed? Will it nullify faith in Yah? If the world had not believed? In other words, would that change what the Most High has promised? No, my brothers and sisters, Yah will yet be true to all that he has spoken, even if a whole world does not believe. Even if a whole world, my brothers and sisters, has become blind, the word of salvation, the word, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has decreed, the way, the plan, the Most High has declared, by which a world should be reconciled, is still yet what it is. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, how many of us are really ready to understand the truth that all prophecy relates, that when Messiah comes to reveal the exceeding truths, that the various institutions of man, I said that the various institutions of men have chosen to deny. The question is, my brothers and sisters, who will be willing to hear him? Please understand me, my brothers and sisters. The Most High never said one time that he was going to wait till men believe the truth, that he was going to wait for these institutions that men call churches and all their divisions to wake up to reality. Rather than that, my brothers and sisters, the Most High promised that he would suddenly send Messiah. Hear me, that he would suddenly send Messiah. Scriptures like those in Malachi, third chapter, say he will suddenly come to the temple. And yes, without question, it is written that he would reprove the priests, my brothers and sisters. I said that he would reprove the priests and the rulers for their iniquity, injustice, having not preached and taught what should have been preserved forever. I regret to say, my brothers and sisters, that since men fell away from faith and that ancient truth that man should never have forgotten, since men have been herded like lambs to the slaughter, after a multitude of institutionalities, political, social, and religious, that could never bring forth the fullness of light and life. There are so many truths, my brothers and sisters, that men would rather not know. So many are, so often, that men would oftentimes rather not know are required that they may be able to deceive themselves. Heaven help us. That men might be able to deceive themselves, to think somehow or presume somehow that yet they were wise. There are truths, my brothers and sisters, awesome truths contained in this book we call the Bible, that men would rather not know, I regret to say, that men would rather not know is there, lest they discover that the illusion that was passed on to them was in fact an illusion. I can think of someone who actually told me one time that he didn't even want to think, lest he didn't want to think about what he might find. My brothers and sisters, we live in a society filled with flatterers. Did you hear me? I said, filled with flattering voices that oftentimes men are willing to pay for a false sense of comfort. The Holy Spirit speaks the truth, my brothers and sisters. No lie in it. Reproving all that is error. But we live in a society where pastors pretending to be of that spirit. I said, pastors, priests, rabbis, elders, kings, presidents, whatever. So often speak lies, words, my brothers and sisters, without the strength of what is divine reproof, that many feel there's nothing that they must do to be called wise, are flattering men in their lack of knowledge. Compel men, they say, since there's none to reprove, they say. They believe that everything is just hunky-dory, all right. But the fact of the matter, my brothers and sisters, this mindless so-called mindset has only led to the increasing spiritual depravity of mankind. Nothing to heal and everything to destroy has been the mainstay of the pretenses of present society. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Man claims as believers to say and believe that there's one Most High. If there's one Most High, my brothers and sisters, how are there 45,000 denominations and misrepresentations against him? I didn't say representations of him. I said misrepresentations against him. For the Holy One, my brothers and sisters, the Holy One of Israel, his very name declares that he is all, everything that he is, and nothing that he is not. And the scriptures tell us, well, we should not take his name in vain or swear by his name after the vanities of any predisposed partiality or pollution. The scripture says, if you add anything to the nature of the doctrine that reveals who he is, you add damnation to your soul. Take anything away. All my brothers and sisters, in so many ways it relates to take away your eternal life, your hope for eternal life. It is time, my brothers and sisters, then that we realize the light of salvation is not a word, my brothers and sisters, that can be divided. When I say divided, it's not a word, my brothers and sisters, whereby any particular of it can be said not to be congruous, and constant with all else. In other words, what I'm saying to you is that every word the Most High speaks reinforces every other word. He cannot lie. His word is true from beginning to end. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, the end is an eternal eventuality. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, it is life eternal because there's no contradiction in it. Hear me and understand what I'm saying to you, my brothers and my sisters. The scriptures tell us again and again in so many ways, and I put those passages up. Isaiah 42 and 16, speaking what Messiah must do in his day. I will lead the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked places straight. These things will I do for them and will not forsake them. Isaiah 59:8, the way of peace they know not. And this is a prophecy of the condition of mankind just before the appearance of the Messiah himself. So the way of peace they know not. There's no judgment in their going. They have made them crooked paths.
Whoever goeth therein shall not know peace. Why then must Messiah come? Romans 3:17, in the way of peace they have not known. Had man already known 2,000 years ago, after many years of Israel having been in bondage, what I mean by that is think about it. 2,000 years ago in Israel, 2,000 years ago, when Israel was embraced by the coming of Mashiach, the Messiah, Yeshua, Yahshua, he came to a people, my brothers and sisters, that all prophecy said he would come to, because the standards of the conscience of men had become far less than what the Most High intended. I would not say to this generation to be proud. I repeat, I would not say this generation to be proud in any way, simply because, I repeat, simply because such is the nature of this generation in this day and time. Only, my brothers and sisters, in so many ways, far worse. I said in so many ways, far, far worse. People have always at least understood that Yah is one, and it was the responsibility of all to seek the whole pure perfect truth, that the truth might be and remain. Society today has not even discerned, my brothers and sisters, rightly. I say has not discerned in all things rightly what it means to say that Yah is one, and we must love him, all that he is, with all our minds, heart, soul, and might, that in no way when we call upon his name or speak the God to his name and his authority might we in any way be found guilty of dissuading or deceiving any soul. The society we live in today is so indiscriminately irrespective of the Most High. Like I said, you got 45,000 denominations in this world, across 280-odd nations. Many claim to be believers, but my brothers and sisters, do you really think 45,000 contradictions is faith in Yah, or is it trust only in men? Scripture talks about a falling away from faith. What about a falling away from the truth that man should never have forgotten? I would have you to consider, yes, I would have you to consider. I pray Yah puts upon your heart to consider. And since the pure and perfect light the Most High declares is constant and not divided, what does it mean to say that but one light is the light eternal? One wisdom is the light eternal. No two lights under life. Oh, what do we mean by this? It means there's one standard, one rulership, one kingship, one consummate body of knowledge. One law, my brothers and sisters, that before the Most High is considered justice. All else, my brothers and sisters, all else is either a breaking of the law, or, my brothers and sisters, in so many ways, it is, well, the breaking of the law into a multitude of pieces, my brothers and sisters, is not lawful, but lawless. Is not equity or fairness, but inequity. Is not the principle of life, my brothers and sisters. Scripture says in the beginning was the Word. Word was with Yah. The Word was, if you will, Yah, or eternal. In him was light, and the life light of men, nothing made that were made. Without him, there was nothing made that were made. Meaning all things were established upon that initial foundation. All things that will survive must be consistent with that initial foundation. Meaning then, my brothers and sisters, anything deviant and departed from it, not being true to the initial plan, is not that which the Most High has promised would survive. What I say to you again, all these prophecies say that when Messiah comes and when he is revealed in his righteousness, he will lead the people by a way that they knew not, way of peace that they had not known. Meaning that those who seek to be justified according to the many adverse, divisive partialities that are the, by definition then, fallen, false, foolish, partial, perverted, evil and deviant standards of men. Whoever is not ready to believe the exceeding truth the Messiah brings that will reprove the unrighteousness of every single fallen short standard of this world, whoever will not believe that word, that will be to the healing and renewing of human conscience, shall not, my brothers and sisters, I said shall not receive the blessing of his inheritance and promise. But my brothers and sisters shall be counted among those called the children of darkness. Why do I say that? Well, perhaps I need to put these scriptures up for you. I would bring attention to Isaiah in the 8th chapter. Isaiah 8th chapter and the 16th verse. Okay. And Messiah says to his people, bind up the testimony. Did you hear me? Bind up, meaning take all the testimony, everything the Most High said to his people. Seal the law among my disciples, meaning cause my people who would hear my words to give consideration to all, I said all the Most High has decreed. And it even goes as far as to say at 8 and 20 of Isaiah, as to the law and the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, how about this pure, perfect, consummate word that gives consideration of all the Most High has spoken? If they will not give consideration to this word, he said, there's no light in them. My brothers and sisters, light, true light, true children of light, cannot change, divide, deny, nor disagree with the one true and everlasting light. But one light is consummate in all things, and in all things whole. But only one light, my brothers and sisters, for salvation's sake, that all this world be healed unto the will of one. Only one light shall be, and only one light of truth can be, the salvation, healing, reconciliation, reunion, peace of this world. For there is still yet, my brothers and sisters, only one Almighty One, only one Savior, and purity and completion offers but one choice. I said purity and completion offers but one choice. One hope, my brothers and sisters, because there's only one healing unto the initial purpose. One reconciliation and return unto the knowledge of the one purpose, one consummate purpose for which mankind and this world was made. It's the reason why the scriptures say Messiah in his appearance would say, oh, that you kept my commandments, then your peace would have been as a river, your righteousness as the ways of the sea in Isaiah 48. There's a reason why those scriptures talk about he would appear and say, that he is the one the Most High has sent to show man the way that he should go. saying from the beginning, from the creation, from the time that it was, there am I. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, to reveal again the path the Most High established from the beginning for none other, my brothers and sisters, is the light of life. Who will understand it? Did you hear what I said, my brothers and sisters? The victory we were talking about earlier has to do with attaining the knowledge then that a world has sought so often to hide, to leave men incomplete, to leave men drawing hasty conclusions, to leave men, my brothers and sisters, not to discern wherein they have erred or fallen short. I would have you to give consideration. Isaiah, maybe I need to read all of this. Isaiah 25:1. O Yah, thou art my Elohim. I will exalt thee. I will give thanks unto thy name. For thou hast worked wonders, plans formed long ago, with perfect faithfulness. Did you hear me? I will exalt thee. I will give thanks to thy name. For thou hast worked. Did you notice this? Plans formed long ago. I'm reading from the ASV translation. With perfect faithfulness, meaning what the Most High declared of old, every single jot and dash of what he has promised will come to bear. He says he's worked wonders. Oh, my brothers and sisters, that word for wonder, meaning plan, my brothers and sisters, that all so often after the carnal mind, men have not comprehended and have not known. He will perform the plan then, my brothers and sisters, that a world has not discerned with perfect faithfulness. I'm skipping around a little bit, but I intend to come back. Revelation, since I've already related this point, I believe I need to, be good that I go to Revelation, the 10th chapter, where it talks about that plan, and it calls it the mystery. Hey, that consummate plan, he called it the mystery of Yah. Revelation 10:7. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin the sound, he says the mystery. Yes, indeed. The mystery of Yah. Let me put it up for you now. Revelation 10:7. In the days of the fourth, seven angels, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of Yah should be finished. How about brought to bear? All things that he spoke made plain, as he has declared to his servants, the prophets. How many understand, my brothers and sisters, the fullness of those mysteries? How many discern the prophets' will to discern all that the prophets have spoken? How many, my brothers and sisters? You ever stop to consider that? I'll tell you now. If many truly understood what all the prophets have said, even just simply, I would even say if you just read Isaiah alone, not saying that that's advisable. I've advised you to read the whole book. But just simply if people understood well the book of Isaiah, my brothers and sisters, I would say that if men fully understand all this in the book of Isaiah unto itself, there's not one single institution that calls itself faithful or a church or a temple under the Most High. It will not be found in some way lacking. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Not a single one that would not be found in some way lacking. If in any way they have sought to call themselves wise after the teachings, tutelage, and instruction of what is present earthly status quo. That may sound like a tough word, my brothers and sisters, but I'm telling you now, there's a tremendous amount of truth that many seeking to maintain allegiances after social, cultural, traditional, state, pseudo-religious entities. A lot of truth, my brothers and sisters, they have not spoken. I can only tell you what the Most High told me, that my duty is to tell you things. The men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, pervert, silence, and destroy. When I speak again then, now that we are here, about what the scripture calls the victory, notice that Isaiah 25:1, what we have spoken about, he says he's going to perform all the counsels that he spoke of old. He said, for thou hast made a city into a heap. Did they tell you about this? For thou hast made a city into a heap, a fortified city into a ruin. Did they tell you about that city? I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, some of the very first prophecies in the Bible concerning Messiah speak about a city from which he shall emerge. Why did they tell you about what I have put so often and made references to so often on my website, hiddengospel.com, Secret City? Look up what it's called, the Secret City Prophecies. Why didn't they tell you about these things? You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, is because if you knew these truths, you would know that the leaders will all be reproved for their unrighteousness, for their treachery, for their not standing up to speak all these things that the Most High said without question should always have been spoken and never forgotten. He says, therefore, when that city of confusion, fortified by his lies, compelling people to believe that no one will ever see beyond the illusion, when that city and its illusions are exposed, and men discern that the truth is a word, did you hear me, my brothers and sisters, beyond what the rulers have called wise. And that day, my brothers and sisters, in that day, shall men discern that they should always, rather than looking to man, have sought the Most High himself. The scripture said we are in the midst of a multitude of partialities, provocations, temptations, if you will, partial and perverse standards that will compel men to walk after what merely appeases men. The scripture tells us, my brothers and sisters, did you hear me? If we only walk according to what's common to men, let us understand that's not wisdom. The scripture says we must ask Yah. Please, my brothers and sisters, discern the reality that the wisdom that we must require, must know is required, is not common to a multitude of mass contradictions that are only sustained while there are truths undiscerned and unheard. Isaiah 25:7, concerning what is the victory. Notice what it says. And he will destroy on this mountain the face of the covering, covering, something that's blinded. Face of the covering, a blinding veil that's over all the people. And the veil, it says, that is spread over all nations, meaning every single nation, has taught doctrines far less than inclusive concerning all that the people should have known. The end result, my brothers and sisters, is not light, but darkness. Finally, what does it say? Isaiah 25:8. He will swallow up death in victory. What does scripture say the wages of sin was? What say my people are destroyed for what? Lack of knowledge? He says, swallow up death and victory. The wages of sin is death. Swallow up death and victory. And Most High, Almighty Yah, will wipe away all tears from off all faces. And the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth. For the mouth of the Most High, yes, has spoken it. What is it saying then is the victory, my brothers and sisters? But it is the discernment of the truth that the whole world and all its rulers have sought to hide. Please understand then what it means. It means that faith, my brothers and sisters, is not after the mere hearing from men. Faith, my brothers and sisters, saving faith. What draws us to be truly one with all those who have been true to the Most High is not of this world. I said, my brothers and sisters, is not of this world. He said he would send the promise of the Father from on high. And the promise was never, according to a multitude of diverse standards of men, it was never that men remain subject to the diverse standards of men. The faith, my brothers and sisters, the faith, please hear me, the faith was always about what is necessary. That those knowing to seek the wisdom revealed by the anointed one, the awaited one. Faith is always in the expectation of an anointed one, my brothers and sisters. Scriptures call him by many names in Scripture. The righteous one like the rising sun, angel from the rising sun, sun rising. The risen offspring of David, the bright morning star. King James Version says, Lord, our righteousness. King of the Medes, my brothers and sisters, Prince of Peace. So many prophecies, my brothers and sisters, speak of this one. And it did not say that men in his day will be found delivered according to the standards of those that he comes to reprove. It says, blessed are they who wait for him. It says, Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him might not perish. Did it say that others, my brothers and sisters, had received discipline and the knowledge of the truth to the same measure as he? Think about it. Why would it say only begotten? If others, my brothers and sisters, had the wisdom, same wisdom as he, why would anyone have to wait for, seek, and prepare to become acceptable before him, prepare themselves to be ready to receive his word, to be counted acceptable before him. Scripture says, being watchful, be watchful that they may be able to stand before the Son of Man. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, this Son of Man will reprove all the rulers, kings, and priests of the world, that to be watchful and awaiting him is to expect a word, a wisdom, my brothers and sisters, that is not common. Not at all common, my brothers and sisters. Not at all common to what so much of this world is willing to call sufficient. That's not what your leaders have been prone to tell you. But the victory, again, still is what it is. The victory, my brothers and sisters, is in discerning all that the leaders would not speak. Please, my brothers and sisters, understand the reality of what I am now saying to you. Again, there's a reason why the scriptures say, blessed are they who wait for him. Isaiah 28, to whom shall he teach knowledge? Whom shall he make to understand the report? Wow. Men finding out in that day that they not only had not matured, but didn't even have the foundation necessary to discern his words. Isaiah 41, none who understand, none who even hears his words. Isaiah 40 is like a voice crying in the wilderness. Because so few, my brothers and sisters, have known the need to transcend what the rulers have sedated the people to believe was sufficient. In other words, most people just feel like, hey, they do what the system tells them. The system gives them a little piece of the pie, if you will. And they believe they have all they need to be delivered for the Most High. Because certainly the Most High has not seen anything wrong with the governing systems that they have trusted. I want to tell you, my brothers and sisters, that any system of man that is not true to or founded upon all the Most High has intended for his people is, in fact, sin. When the scripture says you must overcome the sins of the world, it means you must overcome whatever it is that is in this world, whatever institutionality is in this world, has scattered its people not to be true in all things one with Yah. Messiah is the word from the beginning. Dare we say that every single institution of this earth and all its divisions is true to that initial word? Those, my brothers and sisters, who are reasonable, should know better. They know Messiah is going to reaffirm everything said by the holy prophets since world began after all that is initial meaning. And that certainly is an exceeding wisdom beyond what in this world is common. Then why, my brothers and sisters, are men so quickly, my brothers and sisters, so quick to fall for illusions, leaving them vulnerable to those who comfort men in vain, who flatter men, my brothers and sisters, to death, fate of flatterers, who just simply give the people what they want, because, quite frankly, a lot of them have told me straight out, they don't believe a lot of people want the truth. Well, my brothers and sisters, if there are none who want the truth, there's also none that wants salvation. The salvation, my brothers and sisters, of man requires that man comes to agree with the Most High himself has decreed. And if they told you anything otherwise, they lied. I'll give you an example. Scripture says, salvation is not of works as any man should boast. It is the gift of Yah. So people have believed then, errantly, that it doesn't make any difference what they do or what they believe. The gift of Yah is that he just simply gives people salvation. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Do you really believe that a people who will not know or not discern his ways will be found worthy unto his kingdom to both build and preserve it? Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Psalms 95, Hebrews 3 and 4 says, the people who do not know his ways, he has sworn by his very name, shall not enter into his rest. Many, my brothers and sisters, that those who will be taken unto tutelage are people, my brothers and sisters, whom the Most High surely himself has guided, so that when he begins to reveal the exceeding things, they are prepared to understand, believe, and obey. Please understand why Messiah says, be watchful, that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. He's speaking to a people who know they need to seek beyond the ordinary status quo, seeming devices, seemingly wise to men. Blessed are they, then, my brothers and sisters, who will understand this. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will understand. But the covenant is not unto part of the word, but my brothers and sisters unto all. Messiah said, think not that he came to destroy or to dishonor, dissuade in any way the law of the prophets. If anyone, my brothers and sisters, falls victim then, he said, ultimately, for those who would turn men away from the law and the prophets, our faith in what the Most High has spoken by his prophets. He said, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. He said, your righteousness must exceed that of your leaders then, who take away from that word. He said, else you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah, because you never overcame the rulers and the crooked paths, wherein the scripture says, they who walk in them, he said, they shall not know peace. He said, if you are among those who cause men to be foolish, and certainly man is a fool who will turn against the will of Yah, or the command of Yah, or the expectation which the Most High declared. If any man or brothers and sisters cause to make a man foolish, to turn aside, to fall short of, to walk after falsehood rather than what the path the Most High declared. Scripture, if any man does this to his brother, he is already guilty of hellfire. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. It is time we understand then what is the reality. The Most High, this past week, I believe, my brothers and sisters, in fact, it was early Shabbat morning, very suddenly, awakened. Very suddenly, awakened. He showed me the sun suddenly bursting forth in the horizon. I heard his voice, my brothers and sisters, say these words. It is one light, if you will, that will be the light of salvation that lights this whole world. Did you hear me? One light shall be the light of salvation that lights the whole world. You've heard, perhaps, the scriptures in Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21, an inference saying such things as the stars of the heavens shall fall from the sky, the powers of the universe shall be shaken. What does it mean? What does it mean? Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Other scriptures says he's going to make sackcloth. Sackcloth. The covering of those. Shame, the covering of those, my brothers and sisters, who we call darkness light. What is it saying, my brothers and sisters? Please hear me. Messiah himself at Numbers 24 is called the star out of Jacob. I ask a question. Are the stars of the heaven, is there light sufficient, my brothers and sisters, to light the earth that it might bring forth light? Is the moon and its light, my brothers and sisters, sufficient to bring forth the kind of light necessary that the earth bring forth life? My brothers and sisters, the light of the sun in its brilliance shows all other light to be ashamed, far less than its brilliance. I can only tell you that the prophecies, remember I told you one of the names for Messiah is righteous one like the rising sun, sunrise. In fact, I may as well go ahead and put that up for you. In Luke 1:78, Messiah is called the day spring from on high, even also sunrise. And that prophecy, my brothers and sisters, that prophecy goes back to some ancient prophecies in Isaiah, in Zechariah, in Malachi, in Numbers. That most, my brothers and sisters, know nothing of. He talks about because of the tender mercies of Yah, with which the sun from sunrise from on high has shall visit us. Go back and look at those scriptures around Luke 1:78 and see who is speaking of. See who is speaking of at Second Cape or Second Peter. 1:19 through 1:21. See what it is when it talks about the one called the morning star. Discern, my brothers and sisters. Discern. Discern, my brothers and sisters, the truth that they hid from you, that you might not know how indeed to perceive what indeed is freedom. Freedom, my brothers and sisters. Think about what Messiah said. You're my disciples. My disciples. He didn't say somebody else's. He said you know the truth. And the truth will set you free. The truth will set you free to discern beyond the rulers who would exploit you in your ignorance, your lack of knowledge. All those prophecies, my brothers and sisters, keep saying such things as the power of the universe will be shaken. Well, to make it easier, perhaps I need to just go ahead and relate to you. I'll put up in the chat again Isaiah 13. Maybe you heard the scripture says stars should be so far from the sky and power of the universe should be shaken. How about the scriptures talk about the fall of Babylon in Isaiah 13. The day of the Most High cometh, cruel both in its wrath and fierce anger. Yes, we talk about the fall of Babylon. Fall of, let's just say, the destruction of all the darkness that pretend to be light. The destruction, my brothers and sisters, of every pattern of orientation this world believed that would not take into full consideration all the Most High has spoken. So for the stars of heaven, the constellations shall not give their light. Isaiah 13:10. Stars of heaven, the constellations thereof shall not give their light, and the sun shall be dark in its going forth, and the moon shall not cause the light to shine. Wow. Do we need to go into Matthew, Matthias, and discern how these scriptures are related in the testimony of Messiah, saying this is what to look for in his appearing? We can do that. Yes, indeed, we can. Matthew, book of Matthew, Matthias, 24th chapter. I'll go to it swiftly, around 24, 29. Book of Matthew, give me just a moment. Matthew 24 and 29. Have it up for just a moment. Here it is. And immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, moon shall not give her light, stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. Rest of that verse in Isaiah 13. Let me go back. Let's make sure we are inclusive with our regard to all things. Isaiah 13, we're back again. Let me place this up for you. Here we are. I Again, Isaiah 13. And I will shake the heavens, verse 13. And I will shake the heavens. How the heavens should be shaken. Doesn't it sound the same? Earth should be removed out of her place. And the wrath, and the day of the wrath of the Most High, and the day of his fierce anger. How does these verses begin in Isaiah 13? It talks about the burden of Babylon, with ultimately what the Most High has spoken concerning Babylon and the fall of this Babylonian system. So Isaiah, the son of Amoz, did see. Understand the reason for this, my brothers and sisters. Scriptures tell us in that day it would be like saying, woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who take light for darkness and darkness for light. My brothers and sisters, there are many who have sought to hide the truth from you, and men have sought to call them wise. The Most High told me very early, first in awakening, he said, the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. For what they think they know, not giving all things consideration, has not been wisdom at all. That being said, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, I see very little of what men have spoken and called doctrine in this world that you could really genuinely call wise before Yah. Because I dare to say, my brothers and sisters, there's some very, very powerful, innate foundation word that most have not given consideration and men have not even allowed to enter in among their institutions, religious, political, national. In result of that, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says that when Messiah comes to reveal this thing, these things, one called the King of the East, the righteous one like the rising sun. Revelation 16:12-21, when it says Great Babylon comes and remembers for the Most High, the cities of the nations fell. Said, in that day, my brothers and sisters, men will find out that what they trusted and called foundation was not a foundation at all. And all the men established upon a faulty foundation is skewed. Tore up and flew up, my brothers and sisters. Not true to Yah at all. Though it might seem wise, I will tell you this now. Whatever is not built upon a firm foundation will be torn down, that what is firm might be established. Do I need to repeat that? Whatever is not built upon a firm foundation will be torn down, that which is firm can be established. What do you do? You have a house built upon a foundation that is irreparable. If you ever want things settled, my brothers and sisters, you ever want to be living in something stable, you have to start from scratch and build again. It would not be so, my brothers and sisters, if man had remained true to what the Most High declared from the beginning. I would only say this to you again, because it's important we understand it. I'll tell you what the Most High told me. It is one light of pure and perfect truth then. That will be the salvation, the healing of the world. Is one consummate word of truth that man must return to, that all in knowledge of that fullness of truth might agree. Pure and perfect light of truth, my brothers and sisters, is constant. It is not divided. To divide, let's just say, any precept that will not find harmony with the initial light of truth is a lie. One light is light eternal. It's a light of truth, my brothers and sisters. They have no contradiction in it. No two lights under life. There are no contradictions against life that will still be called true to life. Most High said that he will not give his glory to another. His people must be refined. The word for glory is light. He will not count anyone of the light that will deny any part of his everlasting promise, wisdom, understanding, and truth. There's but one consummate, complete word of life, my brothers and sisters, that is the secure, saving light that will give again light to a whole world which in so many ways under false rulers has been darkness. The Messiah is called the Son of Righteousness that arrives, the one true light. What it means is that he is the one true king, and man subject to any manner of rulership that will not declare the fullness of all that he would reveal is still in bondage, still in darkness. My brothers and sisters, a child of darkness is one who will not seek and will not receive the fullness of what the Most High has planned for those and will reveal to those who love him. Pure and perfect light, my brothers and sisters, is constant, not divided. And what I would tell you then is that all else that would not seek to be true to that fullness of life and light, all half-truths, my brothers and sisters, established upon already faulty foundations, are treacherously insecure open doors for the infiltrations of folly, deadly mass deceptions. And for this reason, there are so many truths the rulers will have you not to know, that you might be gullible unto the expectations, my brothers and sisters, of those who did not have your best interests in mind. I can only tell you, I know for a fact there are many brothers and sisters who say that the people don't know and are unwilling to believe the truth. That they consider themselves, those who say they're in the know, they consider themselves having a right to exploit those who will not. Nothing is more treacherous, my brothers and sisters, nothing more devilish than a man who says that he would leave a mind unguarded to be so easily devoured for selfish reasons. As there's one light, my brothers and sisters, as there's only one light, that's salvation, it means that all those, my brothers and sisters, who would hide that from you, not only the children of darkness, my brothers and sisters, but damning devils are they who would misrepresent the word of truth. Messiah said, in fact, commandment said, you shall have no other gods before him. What a man believes, what a man trusts, the body of knowledge that he upholds is a god to him. He said, if you confess his name, he says, not take his name in vain. Meaning you must seek him for the fullness of all that he will reveal. The only way not to take his name in vain or swear by him falsely, his name falsely, is you must have inspiration from him. And if you have not discerned this, you must petition for it. When Scripture says, Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that those who believe in him might not perish. Remember that Messiah gave his life, his very life blood, saying, if I do not go, the Comforter will not come. Meaning he gave his life, being faithful unto the Most High, that those who believe in his righteousness might have an opportunity to regain the knowledge of light, life, and truth, righteousness that the whole world has for so long sought to obscure. Hear, my brothers and sisters, they which are of the light cannot change, they cannot divide, they cannot disagree with, nor can they in any way deny or alter any aspect of precept of the one true light. I say again, my brothers and sisters, but one light is life, and one light is without contradiction. One light is consummate and whole. Purity and completion offers one choice under one agreement, one understanding. And only after that one understanding, all capable of reasoning together, do we have a cooperative covenant. But one light, my brothers and sisters, can be then the salvation or the full healing of this world, for there is but one almighty one. What this means then, my brothers and sisters, that if we indeed have a love for Yah and a love for the truth. And we were indeed the children of light. If we are indeed the children of light, when the truth of the Most High is granted to us, it is a time for rejoicing indeed. When the light of truth is revealed to us, if we are those indeed those curious folk that cannot stand not to know the truth, could not stand to remain in the darkness, if we are indeed those children of light, when I tell you such things like there are prophecies in the Bible, in the book we call the Bible, that speak of who Messiah is, that most of the world has never really understood or known. Believe me, my brothers and sisters. Article on my website called HiddenGospel.com. At HiddenGospel.com, my website. Article called Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation. Article called The Secret City Prophecies. I dare to say to you, my brothers and sisters, perhaps, I've been quite frankly, I don't even believe even there's 1% of the human populace that knows all the gamut of the truths that are there. Not even 1%, not even percentage of a percent. Secret City Prophecies. Article there called Remember the Promise. Article there called 70, Tribulation 70 to 365 AD. If men all knew these things, my brothers and sisters, I know without question, if all knew these things, the zeal of the people would be raised. The present perverse institutionality of man have led men astray in this world and have caused men to accept so much injustice. These institutions could not exist. I repeat, these institutions could not exist. What would you say, my brothers and sisters, if I told you that most who call upon the name of who they believe is Messiah, because they have not known what was believed by the early church, they have never known him. And furthermore, what people have called churches have not been churches at all. Not according to the ancient definition. For the early church, my brothers and sisters, believed in that one called the King of the East. The churches, my brothers and sisters, were named after what the faith was also related. It was not Christianity. It was Kur to Shanya. Kur meaning sun, Tis meaning rise, Shah meaning king, King of the East. And those not knowing the prophecies concerning that one have been the preservers, not of the path of life, but the way of confusion that is Babylon, murderous Babylon itself. For it says, in her was found the blood of the prophets and the saints and apostles and all those who dwell on earth. My brothers and sisters, without the truth, how can man do anything else but preserve, perpetuate, declare, and create lies? And no misrepresentation, the Most High will be the saving or the salvation of any man. Those who know the truth, my brothers and sisters, know that this world today is so corrupt in its homogenized pollutions and perversions that by no means is the Most High willing to accept the testimony that by and large it's common to man. He's not willing to accept any of that testimony as acceptable unto him. And for this reason, Messiah comes. When the scripture says that he is the Savior, it means, my brothers and sisters, he comes as Savior, and as a Savior, and if to him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. Because, quite frankly, the voice of no other is found before the Most High and all things acceptable. The scripture says that he comes and he says, Most High looking, he said, beheld no man, and he saw no intercessor. Realize, my brothers and sisters, what it means. That Messiah comes to declare the testimony that those who believe in him have an opportunity to be salvation, to find him, be saved. He didn't say that they'd be preserved after the word of another. But did they tell you that that's the reason why you should expect him? That he reproves all your leaders? He reproves all your kings, reproves all your pastors, priests, rabbis, elders, imams, whatever you call them. Did they tell you that? Or did they cause you to believe that you'd be perfected after the word and will of another. One light, my brothers and sisters, one light. One pure, perfect light is the light of salvation that will heal the whole world. And the scriptures tell us that there, if we understand it well, the scripture says, because man has become weak and depraved in his understanding. And Isaiah 40:27, says, they who wait for him shall renew their strength. And it's the Most High himself that calls forth one. He says, and that in his righteousness is like, in his knowledge of righteousness is like the rising sun. To bring forth the light, my brothers and sisters, the rulers of the earth had hid. And he said, with the breath of his lips shall he slay, expose the wicked. It says, my brothers and sisters, that the kings and rulers and what they call light should be dust to a sword. How about his word of truth? The full discretion of his word. Dust to his sword and driven stubble to his bow. The accuracy of his word, my brothers and sisters. The fullness of his word. The word of Yah is living and sharper than a two-edged sword. That is not part of the word, but that is all. Even the children of darkness can accept some of the word. Can they accept the fullness of the word and the brilliance of his light and glory? One light, my brothers and sisters, one pure and perfect consummate light will discern the hearts of every single living soul. And whoever it is, I said, whoever it is, my brothers and sisters, is not willing to receive that fullness will yet be found, the children of darkness. What if I were to tell you something that most have not considered? Yes, we know Isaiah 53 speaks of Messiah's coming to be, it says he said he would be crucified, in fact, cut off. Daniel 9 said the same. Because the rulers were wicked. And those who understand the truth understand that in Acts, you need to read through Acts 2nd, 3rd chapter. It ultimately really relates that in that the people realize they've been subject to a priesthood that crucified the Messiah. Everybody knew then, my brothers and sisters, they certainly must repent and seek a righteousness greater than their rulers. I will tell you today, my brothers and sisters, the prophecies say the Messiah, Zephaniah 3rd, for instance. In other places, like Luke 17, for those who really understand it, because the scripture really says the king is among you, not the kingdom of Yah is within you. Talks about a time, my brothers and sisters, in the last days, the Messiah himself, sending out a word that does not fail, does not fall short, because men knew nothing of it. Wicked, lawless. The word for lawless means they just didn't have enough knowledge of what that law and truth that should never have been forgotten. They know no shame. In other words, they considered these his words unimportant because they hadn't heard him from the rulers. Shame. My brothers and sisters, scriptures talk about Messiah coming not once or twice, but ultimately three times. One time, my brothers and sisters, to give his life that those who discerned that their rulers were wicked might seek him. But the scriptures say the same thing, my brothers and sisters, in Isaiah, in the 11th chapter, particularly 11:10-12. And it talks about Messiah coming a second time to regather his people, a second time to regather his people, even as he gathered them before out of Babylon. And the prophecies, if we look at them closely, considering Isaiah 5:26, Isaiah 30:27, Isaiah 49:1-6, Hosea 11, particularly the 10th through the 12th verses, scriptures keep talking about Messiah to overcome the false rule of this world, the Babylonish misconceits, false rule, false gods of this world, false standards of this world, false righteousness of this world once and for all, to restore covenant once and for all. It keeps talking about a people, my brothers and sisters, where Messiah is brought back to Jerusalem from a place that you might as well call a type of Babylon West. Comes once to deliver the people out of a Babylon East, second time, a Babylon West, but in the interim between the two, crucified. But this time at Jerusalem. Understand, my brothers and sisters, what I'm talking about to you here. That's not just the second advent of Messiah that we're looking for. We are looking for an actual, at least in that instance, according to what we're talking about, what Isaiah said, a third appearance. How is it that many have read the prophecies, talk about this in Ezekiel 34, saying there's one shepherd. Ezekiel 37, one shepherd. Jeremiah 23 says he is the indeed offspring of David. Messiah said himself in Revelation 22:16, I'm the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. How about that bright morning star, my brothers and sisters, that one light that casts out all the darkness, revealing all the light the world would obscure, that men might have victory beyond all those who hide the truth. And those who understand that prophecy knows that since he says he's a bright morning star, he comes to perform all that the prophecy said, the Mashiach, Messiah, the anointed one, comes to bring to bear in the latter days. The scriptures keep saying, as I said before, 30:27, Isaiah, 5:26, Isaiah, 49:1-6, Isaiah. Keeps talking about a Messiah coming from a far country. Isaiah, my brothers and sisters, 46, chapter 8 to 13th verse. A shepherd, my brothers and sisters, brings his people back from far country, even from all the ends of the earth, to return to Jerusalem as a people to endure and live in peace after one true covenant forever. Why did they tell you this, my brothers and sisters? Because he said that he will bring a full end of all the nations, wherever his people have been scattered, whatever allegiances his people have held to that have scattered their minds and hearts, not to seek him, he said he will utterly destroy those nations, that his people might again be one. He said, one scripture says he will break in pieces all other kingdoms, and he will establish a kingdom that will endure forever. He wants to remove the distractions from the minds and hearts of his people. One great Shabbat, my brothers and sisters, just like he tells his people, that this is the time of his rest. Well, he talks about a time, my brothers and sisters, where men might seek the Most High without distraction, without obstacle. And the only way that can be is that every lying word that pretends to be the light, but is only the darkness because it refused to seek the whole word, must be exposed. It says he comes to prove foolish wisdom that men are called wise.
60 seconds.
Who then, my brothers and sisters, is willing to understand these prophecies? I will put them up again. www.hiddengospel.com. There's an article there, as I said before, called Early Church Origin. Oh boy, 30 seconds left. Wow. www.hiddengospel.com. Secret City, or the Secret City Prophecy. Those are good, very good places to start. As I said to you before, faith, whether or not your faith is in Yah, is going to depend upon whether you're willing to believe the exceeding things the world hears. Because believe me, if your rulers had faith in Yah, they would never have hid these things from you, for the commandments to go forth and teach all things. My brothers and sisters, I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near, and to his praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near.